baby. Go sit on the couch. Dinner's ready. So, how about this? Ta-da! Yes, yes, honey, you can believe your eyes. I asked your mum for your family's mac and cheese recipe. Gosh, I mean, there's so much butter and cheese in here, but I've never had one that was as good as your mum, so... Yeah, fingers crossed this is half as good as hers. Oh, and we also have a nice little salad on the side and your favourite homemade chai tea. You like it? Yeah, I just wanted to make something that would, you know, nourish not only your tummy, but your soul as well. You seem a little strained these days, darling. Yeah, I know you've been surrounded by people all week and how that can make you feel quite depleted and overstimulated, you know? This loud world can feel pretty overwhelming, huh? Hey, it's okay. Hey, let me hold you for a minute. Is it so bad? Not bad at all. Oh, I'm just too sweet. Well, thank you, baby. But it's the least I can do. Yeah, I mean, you always care for everyone around you so much. And I love that part of you. I love how emotional and vulnerable you are. It's amazing to see the way you're so vibrant and engaged with others. How much you feel what they feel. You're spreading love everywhere you go. And honestly, it makes the world a better place. It makes my world a better place. So, you know, when you're at home, I want you to feel cared for. You need time for yourself as well. You need to let go and recharge, you little sponge. Yeah, and that's why I'm making sure that you can have a nice lazy evening with a lot of you time. Yeah. If you want, I'll run a bar for you after dinner. You can take as much time as you like. And then afterwards, you can go to bed early and have a massage, or we'll listen to some music. What do you think? Aww. Oh, my baby, you're so cute. Come closer, let me squeeze you. I also just want to be with you. Yeah. I cherish every second, every word, every moment of silence that we share, honey. Nonetheless, alone time, remember? It's so important for you. But... okay, all right, I'll shut up. It's just that you give me so much love and attention all the time. And I can see that you can't help it, it's simply your nature. So I don't want to wear you even more, you know? I want you to be able to completely relax and let yourself go. And if that means you need time for yourself, that's totally fine with me. That makes me so happy to hear, darling. For me, it's the same. It makes me unwind in a special kind of way when we're together. Put your head on my shoulder, sweet one. Yeah, that feels so nice. I swear, you don't even know how amazing you are. I don't think you realise how much better everyone else feels when you're there. It doesn't even matter if you're quiet or if you talk a lot or if you just listen or entertain. It's much more so your whole way of being. I see you always taking care that you have a good vibe. You're lifting the energy in the room, like, all the time. And most people don't realize what you do or how you do it. And yet they love to have you around for that very reason. With me, though, I want it to be different. You don't have to make me feel good all the time. You hear me? I mean, I love it. No question about that. But I'm with you because I love the person you are. Not only because you make me feel comfy and warm. With me, there's no need to hold everything together, okay? Neither yourself, nor our relationship, and especially not me. Everything is all right. You are wonderful, just as you are. And in whatever state you're in, I don't even care. Allow me to take care of you too, baby. You deserve it. So much more than you think. I know how your brain sometimes tells you that you don't provide enough for other people. So trust me when I say what you give is more than enough. You should never feel guilty about taking care of yourself. Okay, so this monologue of mine took forever, but I have a question. What do you need tonight, baby? Lay in my arms and a nap. I'd love that. Gosh, you're so freaking cute. I love you. Everything is all right, baby.